This is Kenneth Vigue, and I am still reeling. If you haven't seen the news, Alex Kane from Forbes interviewed me about this show and dropped an article about it. In it, we talked about my experience with Fallout 76 and how this show came to be. Prior to that, James Wood, another reporter from Power Up, a gaming digital magazine, also interviewed me about our show, its origin, and where we're going. I've linked both of these articles if you're interested in the show notes, and also pinned them to our social channels. Because of this article, we picked up a large chunk of new subscribers listening right now, and I thank you for giving our show a shot. For all the latest news, make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and also check out the special video editions of every episode up on our YouTube channel, linked in these show notes and on our website. I suppose in many ways it's baffling how well this show has been received by you all, and beloved so much by some that they wanted to be patrons and support its production. I say baffling because I had given up creative writing over a decade ago, after it never really went anywhere, and I suppose like any artist you eventually feel like a failure and dive into a career in business. For all of its failings, its glitches, its missteps, Fallout 76 was enough of a something to inspire me to write again. For lack of a clear story, I suppose, I invented one of my own. It became a weird, cobbled, and hilarious monstrosity of all of the things I love and find funny, from vintage radio serials from the 1930s and 50s that shaped me growing up to South Park and Monty Python. Early on, I had the instinct that you just listening to me read journals out loud would get stale and also limit me in telling compelling stories. I put out a call and found the most amazing band of people who wanted to be voice actors. None of us had any experience in doing so, and yet we gave it our all. I couldn't give you the kinds of characters you love or love to hate without their talent. To Alex, who brought Chad to life. Jessica, who made his sociopathic little ghoul so lovable. To Clint, who puts the meathead in Moose. Paul and Taylor, who put into Jake and Amata the kind of realistic shit-talkery and camaraderie that real friends share in life that makes their connection to Simon so believable. To Jessica Marie, who brought Patsy and Marianne to life, and whose skills with a ukulele I love to find ways to use. To Mary and Joseph, who add the air of mystery to the Overseer and Chief Vince. To our most versatile actors that I know I can lean on to voice a wide range of characters, from robots to Santa and the High Priest himself, Mark, Peter, Robert, Michael, and Morgan. To the man with the voice for radio, whom I love writing old-time commercials for, Cody. To my best friend Jorian, whom I found in this game and wrangled into being our insult bot. To all of you, a profound and humble thank you. And to you, listening right now, thank you for doing so. I hope you've enjoyed our journey thus far, had more than a laugh, had a little bit of a feel. I have very, very big plans for the season finale, and from where we go after this. Who knows? Maybe you'll see me out there on PC, as some of you have. Either way, I hope to see you in the wasteland. Our next episode is currently in production. Stay tuned.